All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. We are doing Let's Talk Rockets episode number 44. Now, before we get into it, for all of our late joiners, this will be on Apple Podcasts. This will be on Spotify Podcasts, as all of Let's Talk Rockets are. The last time we did a Let's Talk Rockets was technically a couple of days ago. I didn't post that for a couple of reasons on Spotify forum. An Apple podcast form, whatever, mainly due to storage space. But we've got that covered now. I think the last time was July 25th, right before my birthday. So about 2.5 months getting close, or 1.5 months getting close to almost 2 whole months since our last Let's Talk Rockets. Obviously, we have the whole Kevin Porter Jr. situation. Dude, this sun is crazy, man. There's just like right in my eye. Oh, my goodness. The Kevin Porter Jr. situation is going on right now. We've talked about it all week. We're not really going to talk too much about what, you know, the logistics are. I'll give you guys a quick update on it. But then we're going to focus on what's to come. You know, we got training camp in, it's between, what is training camp? In like 2 weeks, I believe. I think we're like 10 days, 12 days, something like that away from training camp. We're about a month away from, we're like almost a month away, a little over a month away from the start of the regular season. So basketball's back. And, whether or not Kevin Porter Jr. did it, regardless of all of those details with that case, Kevin Porter Jr. will not be on the Rockets next season. So we have to start preparing and planning for what's that going to be like. Now, I do want to say, people were getting berated on Twitter for talking about post Kevin Porter Jr. life. They're trying to trade him right now. And the reason they're trying to trade him is you're hoping a team like, you know, maybe Orlando. I know the Spurs have been thrown out there a lot. You're hoping a team like that will take him just so you don't have to pay the $16 million contract. I don't think Kevin Porter Jr. will get traded, but they can't cut him. They cannot waive him until the NBA is through with their investigation. So, you know, we're going to have Kevin on this roster unless they're able to trade him for, honestly, who really knows. But in today's show, we're going to talk about some potential trade candidates. Right now, free agency, you know, it's not really looking good here. Let's pull up the depth chart. But, I think Kevin is probably an amazing person to meet. You know, it sounds kind of shitty to say that right now with all these allegations coming out, but reality of the situation was, for me personally, I've always been, what's good, Noah? I've personally always kind of been going at Kevin, for his point guard duties. I don't think he's a point guard at all. I know he's not a point guard at all. I think he knows he's not a point guard. And we tried to run with him as our starting point guard for just way too long. So the future looks bright with Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore, and this is certainly going to free up some playing time for him. But, you know, Kevin is a really good catch and shooter. I think him and, you know, Amen really complement each other. So I just saw a tweet here, and we're going to pretty much just go through the list of some potential trade candidates. I'm going to pull up this guy's tweet on the screen just so we can, show some love here. But, yeah, man, hit that like button, hit that sub button if you haven't already. And, yeah, let's pull this up. I'm struggling today. It's been way too long. It's like the sun is glazing here in Southwest Florida. This is a really difficult app to find. The type. All right. I apologize. I should have had all this stuff ready to go. All right. So on the screen, we have some potential trade candidates for Kevin Porter Jr. Like I said, I didn't even read this tweet, so we're just going to go through it one by one. And we'll start off with Al Quirks. I got to turn this air down. It's a freaking hot one today. All right. Let's hit the chat. What we got going on in here. We need to throw this up. All right. Bang. Dennis Schroeder or Pat Bev would have been nice. Yeah, we talked about both of those two cats all freaking summer. They didn't go in either of those routes, but it's perfectly fine. Perfectly, perfectly, perfectly fine. So let's start off with Alec Burks. Just looking at this list, a little intriguing. So for our audio listeners, we have Alec Burks, Cole Anthony, Jordan Clarkson, slash the Rockets have shown interest this summer, Colin Sexton, Gary Trent Jr., and Terry Rozier. Just kind of basing it off of here, I'd like Alec Burks for his veteranness, but he's not like crazy old. He'll, you know, defend. He'll knock down some threes, but he also won't get in the way for, let's say, you know, if like a guy like Cam Whitmore is just kind of on fire. Alec Burks is a capable guy to just rack up a couple of DNPs if that were to occur. Keep in mind, you know, Cam's going to play next season and Amen's going to play next season. They both were going to. Kevin probably was going to be the sixth man. So we have, I would imagine, between 25 and 30 minutes that we got to allocate here. But if we want to just be safe, we're going to go 20 to 30 minutes that we got to find here. So yeah, you know, maybe you'll see Amen instead of projected 20, he'll go to 24, 25. And then Cam, you know, projected 10, will go to like 13, 14, 15. I don't want to mess up the future. Do we even really need a replacement? Well, the idea of losing a 20-point per game score, we have to come up with 20 points. You know, Kevin Porter Jr. was one of our best pure scorers. I think Kevin Porter Jr. is purely like a great isolation scorer. Obviously, he's a great catch and shooter. But the bottom line, man, and I've agreed with a lot of what people are saying in the comment section and on Twitter and all that stuff. As you can see, the title of this stream is "A Chain's Only as Strong as the Weakest Link." And, you know, obviously his game plan, you know, Kevin's play isn't the weakest link, but all the off the court stuff. And then you have like the on the court stuff, you know, Steven Silas is probably the only coach in the league that would, and who knows, honestly, if Silas even, I don't know, man. It just, it kind of feels like we had to coddle Kevin. It kind of feels like we had to baby him due to his past engagements. And so you'll have these outbreaks, like, you know, when he left the game at halftime and then Christian Wood refused to suit up. Like, you'd never see something like that on a championship team. Like, you just wouldn't. A championship team just wouldn't put themselves in that position. So long run, I do think this is probably for the best. However, I know a lot of us, myself included, were really excited about a bench Kevin Porter Jr. so he can do the thing he's best at, which is scoring. And as we have Jorge saying, you know, losing KPJ is losing 20 points a game coming off of the bench. Off this list, I like Sexton. I mean, I like all these guys. Cole Anthony, I'm not too intrigued on. I don't think we really need him. Terry Rozier would be fine. He would be a great bench scorer for us. Gary Trent Jr. would be a great bench scorer for us. I think Gary Trent's still kind of like a starter in this league, but, you know, a sixth man, I guess, is might be the role he plays in Toronto this upcoming season, depending on, you know, who's starting. But obviously Clarkson, Sexton, Rozier, I think, are my top three. You know, if I'm doing this move, if I'm going to find a Kevin Porter Jr. replacement, I'm simply looking for scoring. I'm simply looking for scoring a three-point shooting. The Houston Rockets need dire, desperate help from downtown. And the additions of Dylan Brooks and Freddie Double V are going to help out tremendously in the starting lineup. But then, you know, we take a look at the bench here. We got what would have been Kevin Porter Jr. I would imagine now Aaron Holiday would technically be the backup point guard. So you have Aaron Holiday, you know, Amen Thompson, Cam Whitmore, Tari Eason, Jacques Landale, and then Jayshon Tate will be somewhere in there. Not a good three-point shooting group. You know, none of those guys are really reliable with three-point shots. I feel good. I want Tari Eason and Cam Whitmore to take as many threes as they want. But, like, as far as efficiency goes, you know, I don't know how many Cam's going to chuck up and make. in his rookie season. And then with Tari, it's more of like, I don't know how many he's going to take. So there's no like lethal three-point shooter off of the bench, which is what Kevin Porter Jr. was kind of going to be interchangeable with Amen Thompson. So if Amen Thompson's going to be my backup point guard, I need him. I need scorers around him. I need scorers and I need shooters. I need guys who are willing to work off of the ball. I need unselfish players. But just, I just want a high IQ player. So, you know, that's why I'm looking at Clarkson. I'm looking at Sexton. I'm looking at Rozier here. I kind of love the idea of Rozier. Take a chance on Fultz. I think if we hadn't have drafted Amen Thompson, yeah, you know, I'd be down for that. Say we took Cam Whitmore at four, I would definitely be more intrigued with a Fultz trade, but a backcourt of Fultz. And I also think Fultz is a starting point guard in the league. I think Fultz is back here. Bring back DJ Augustine, Rockets legend. Sucks because Scoot was reaching his prime. Scoot's not even close to his prime, I don't think. I mean, like physically, you know, he's still many years away from that. Has he turned 24 yet? I'm still pretty sure I'm older than Kevin by a whole year. Yeah, he's just turned 23 this May. So he's got like 3 years away from his physical prime. If he were to stay in the league, who really knows? I didn't even see this bottom, the paragraph of this. Looked for spark plugs off the bench, good shooters, preferably making 10 plus mil in a trade. So the Jazz, any player on the Jazz is intriguing. Clarkson, Sexton, because, you know, Ainge would probably be a guy. The issue with trading for Kevin Porter Jr. right now, even if you're just going to waive him immediately, which is what every team would do, is it's just not like the best optics for a franchise. But I don't think Utah is really all that picky when it comes to it. And then, you know, we have Charlotte as well. I don't know if Charlotte's all too concerned with that, considering Miles Bridges will be playing basketball this year. And we have pictures of the abuse. So, yeah, man, it sucks for KPJ. But the dude's definitely going to be off the Rockets, and it's for the best. It does suck because, you know, we're thinking, all right, new management new coaching is coming in here in Ime Udoka, and anything that Kevin has done in the past is not going to fly with Ime. He would bench him. I mean, Kevin would just be benched if, you know, he had that incident. Like, you know, remember like a couple of years ago, Sterling Brown and him, you know, with that incident in Houston. You know, you got to be smart. You know, you just have to be smart. A lot of energy, a lot of resources put into Kevin, which really sucks. But, you know, one thing I'm really happy about is Amen Thompson, because Amen is a guy we saw play barely in the summer league, and the dude looked nice right away. But, you know, obviously because he got injured, I think the hype around Amen Thompson isn't where it would be if he had played the entire summer league. But he's such a happy guy. He's such a happy-go-lucky guy. Just a great aura, great vibe. Such a young kid. I think he's got the right mentality. He's got the right attitude. He's got perfect energy for this Rockets team. So we're keeping it short here. We got football on in 2 hours. But, yeah. Bright, respectful kid, very high IQ, not only on the basketball court, but just in life. And these are all the things that matter. And I still think Amen Thompson is my favorite projection for who's the Rockets franchise player. So that's it, guys. If you're watching this late, let me know if Alec Burks, Cole Anthony, Jordan Clarkson, Colin Sexton, Gary Trent Jr., Terry Rozier interests you, as well for all of our audio listeners. Links are down below. This will be on Spotify. This will be on Apple Podcasts probably in the next half hour. So thank you guys for watching. Just a quickie today. We'll keep you updated with Kevin, and we'll do, you know, as the days go by, we'll kind of get a little bit more into, all right, you know, what's post Kevin Porter Jr. life? What's our best route here? So thank you for watching. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time. It's hot as fuck.